about it, but I don't remember that.
And even when you guys left the Sinclair area, did they have, you know, sort of like a celebration?
No, because, like I say, it was rather rebellious because they wanted to put us all down in Fallon and where it flooded. And my parents, and probably the Summers, they was always, and Mrs. Greer and Mr. Greer, they refused to go down there, so they turned the lights out on us. You know.
How often was the recreation room used over there at that building?
In St. Clair?
Uh-huh.
It was open every day.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, Miss Greer, she was over the sweet shop.
Uh-huh.
It was open every day.
Y'all had a fountain shop where she sold. Yeah. That's what she said.
I remember it because, like I said, we used to be dancing over there.
Mm-hmm.
We were dancing for teenagers on Friday nights,
uh-huh.
And
it would be a lot of teenagers there. You know, growing up, and maybe that day that you guys had your first snow.
That was interesting.
Uh-huh.
I think I must have been about 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
And it started snowing. I was in school. I was from Navy Yard City School at the time. And we looked out there, and there, here comes the snow. We never, I haven't ever seen snow before, you
uh-huh.
know. And it was fun. We didn't go to school the next day. We stayed home and took pictures.
Uh-huh.
My parents, I don't know whether it was a work day or might have been on a Friday.
What about the grocery store? It was a grocery store. Who ran mm-hmm. the grocery store?
That was owned by some white people.
Uh-huh.
Right next to the grocery store was a Jip Jip.
Oh, okay.
That was owned by Dick Green.
Uh-huh.
Mm. But
what was the Jip Joint? Was that a place where they would go and drink and party?
Yeah, they would go there. I guess they gambled in there too. I don't know, but I know because I was a kid. But I know they had drinks and, you know, and playing music. And, you know, regular old Southern Jip Joint.
Mm-hmm.